The Tasmanian Liberal Party is on track to win a third consecutive term in office after the state election over the weekend delivered 12 seats to the government led by Premier Peter Gutwin. It's a record third win for the party, but the result is still one seat shy of majority. Postal votes are still to be counted. The government is sweating on winning a 13th seat. The re-elected Tasmanian Premier Peter Gutwin is our guest now. Premier, welcome back to Breakfast.
Fran, good morning. How are you?
Well, thank you. Congratulations on winning, whether it's minority or majority. We'll get to that in a moment, but congratulations.
Fran, thank you.
Premier, you had threatened to resign if this election returned a minority government. There are still a few seats in play. How confident are you that you will win that vital 13th seat and form majority government?
Well, I'm becoming increasingly confident that we will achieve that 13th seat. Counting occurred again yesterday, as it should. And our position strengthened. So, look, I'm increasingly confident, but at the end of the day, I made a commitment and I'll stick to it, regardless of what the outcome is.
So if those two seats went to independents, you'd resign?
Oh, I made that commitment. I think one of the reasons why Tasmanians were able to work with me so well over the last 12 months as we dealt with coronavirus here is that they understand that I'm a man of my word. And should we not get that 13th seat, then I'll stand by my word. Simple as that. Tasmanians understand that.
You called this election 10 months earlier. Why did you put the people of Tasmania through an early election to return effectively the same result? I mean, in fact, your party vote went slightly backwards on the 2018 result, even though your own personal vote was sky high.
Well, Fran, the reason we went to an election was that we were plunged back into minority government. That is a simple statement of fact. And having lived through the last majority minority government in Tasmania between 2010 and 14, confidence collapsed. We went into a recession. 10,000 Tasmanians lost their jobs at the peak. Now, we have worked really hard over the last 12 months, and the plan that we've laid out has worked. We kept Tasmanians safe. Our economy is back growing again. In fact, it's one of the strongest in the country, and jobs have returned to pre-pandemic levels. Now, it's important that we continue with that work, and minority government will just simply lead to a lack of confidence and a lack of investment. And so I was determined that that we would achieve a majority government, and as the counting progresses, I'm increasingly confident that we will do so.
Or were you just simply looking at the political realities and understanding that you had a much better chance of re-election while it was fresh in the mind, voters' minds, that the pandemic, your government had handled this pandemic well?
Well, Fran, you've been a political observer for a long period of time. You understand the difference between majority government and minority government, and we were plunged back into minority government. And so I took the view that that was not in Tasmania's best interests and that we should have an election, and I've campaigned hard on returning a majority government. As I've said, I'm increasingly confident that that will be achieved.
And do you think it was a pandemic premium that got you over the line here?
I think it's been good government, to be frank. In terms of where we've come from, firstly under Will Hodgman's leadership and then under mine over the last 15 months, when we came to government, Tasmania was coming out of recession, jobs had been lost, and mm-hmm. over the last 7 years, we've gradually, sensibly and responsibly rebuilt our economy. We've got record numbers of Tasmanians in jobs. And we've invested record amounts into essential services for Tasmanians. Now, that's what we've been rewarded for.
But if the economy's going gangbusters, then what about the health and housing issues that were really focused on in this election campaign? Nurses complaining of being forced to work double shifts, ambulances forced to queue outside emergency departments. What kind of investment are you going to make in healthcare as a premium of this, pandemic recovery, this economy going gangbusters?
Well, as I've made perfectly clear over the last 5 weeks and also prior to that, as a government, over the last 7 years, we've recruited more than 1,500 more staff into our hospitals down here. Now, in the Tasmanian context, that's, for those that understand Tasmania, the Mersey Hospital, which is on the northwest coast, it's effectively recruiting four times the staff that are in that hospital. We've invested heavily into staff. We've invested heavily into infrastructure in terms of health. But the challenge that we face here, and it's one that over time we will continue to face, is that we have an ageing population. We have a more vulnerable population in Tasmania, which, to be frank, was one of the reasons why I shut the borders in the first instance going back to March last year. But we've got an ageing population. People are presenting in record numbers to EDs. And importantly, we've been staffing that, putting more people on, and we'll continue that investment. Now, importantly, we've also got to look at how we can engage more in terms of ensuring that we can keep people out of the hospital system, provide more support in their homes, ensure that we've got a strong preventative health program running as well. And as part of this campaign, you know, we've been talking to people about those policies. And in respect of housing, it's absolutely true. You know, we have a housing challenge here in Tasmania. Our population's held up. Importantly, we've seen house prices hold up, which has been good for those that own a house. And in fact, we have the highest level of home ownership on a per capita basis out of any state or jurisdiction in the country. So that's a positive in one sense, but in the other, it's made it more difficult to enter the housing market. So what we're doing is we're building more houses. Record levels of dwelling approvals. In fact, off the scale, to be frank, here in Tasmania in terms of the number of houses that have been approved to be built, and we've got a full construction sector.
On another issue, Premier, there are around 9,000 Australians and Australian residents stranded in India. They will now face a jail term or a heavy fine if they try to come back home. Is that what you voted for in National Cabinet on Friday?
In terms of the steps that we're taking, I'm absolutely in accord with the Prime Minister's views on this. We've had real challenges, and obviously India, unfortunately, is in a world of hurt at the moment. I think what it does demonstrate is the clear contrast between the steps that were taken at a national level early last year in terms of the way that Scott Morrison and the premiers and leaders from around the country.
Sure, but on this issue, did National Cabinet vote for the government to announce fines of $66,000 and 5 years in prison for anyone trying to get in from India? Did you sign off on that?
Look, I'm not going to speak about National Cabinet on Friday. In fact, I was an apology for National Cabinet on Friday. I couldn't attend.
Do you support the move? Do you support the fact that the government has now said that any Australian citizen trying to get home from India could face 5 years in prison?
Well, Fran, I have no advice in front of me on that at the moment, and so I'm not going to weigh into that. But the point that I would make is that the federal government, under Scott Morrison, I think has done a fantastic job over the last 15 months in keeping Australians safe.
Sure, but with respect, Premier, you have to have a view on this. I mean, this is an issue of, this is a health issue, it's a legal issue, issue.
Fran, I've just made the point that in terms of National Cabinet on Friday, I was an apology. In terms of having advice in front of me at the moment, I don't have it. But in terms of taking strong steps to protect Australians, I'm fully in accord with that.
Okay. What about leaving those people there, those 9,000 Australians there? I mean, even Iraq sent a plane to pick up its citizens over the weekend. You know, are we being responsible in leaving this burden in place in India, let alone not ensuring the safety of Australians? Should we be bringing them home to quarantine?
Well, Fran, if I could make this point, in terms of my role in protecting Tasmanians, that's something that I'll continue to be focused on. In terms of who enters the country at a national level, that's a matter for Scott Morrison and the federal government. But again, I'd make the point very clearly that the steps that have been taken to keep Australians safe, I've supported every step of the way. I think that the Australian government have done an excellent job, and the Prime Minister has done an excellent job in this space.
Some of the states are calling on the federal government to do more on quarantine. We saw the Victorian plan to build a quarantine facility in Melbourne's north at Mickleham. It would be Commonwealth-funded. The Federal Defence Minister, Peter Dutton, has shot down that plan. Is Tasmania considering any kind of quarantine facility? And should the federal government be leading the states and supporting the states and territories into expanding the Howard Spring-style quarantine?
Well, if I could make this point, in terms of the Tasmanian circumstance, we're in a different position than the other states. In fact, working with Dan Andrews last year, we put in place an arrangement where Tasmania would receive seasonal workers out of the Pacific Islands on behalf of Victoria, and Victoria would in return receive our repat flights from whichever country they might be coming from. And so in terms of Tasmania at the moment, we don't take international returnees. and therefore we're only managing the lower risk Pacific Islanders here in Tasmania. And that's a position that I intend to continue to hold and continue to work with Victoria on.
Peter Gutwin, thank you very much for joining us.
Fran, thanks very much.
Peter Gutwin, Tasmanian Premier. Looks like he's just won, well, he has won a third term for the Liberal government in Tasmania. Whether it's minority or majority, waits on those postal votes.